This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into WWL Sports Talk here at the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row in the Memorial Convention Center. It's powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. Stepping into that virtual hot seat right now, that Saints defensive tackle, Brian Brazee, myself, and Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak caught up with him earlier today here in the Convention Center, and here's what Brazee had to say.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us here on Radio Row. How you been doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. Know you're here with Big Brothers Big Sisters launching their big annual big draft campaign in partnership with the NFL. Tell us a little bit about that and how you got involved.
Yeah, so, I mean, the chapter just opened up back in New Orleans. You know, it was shut down since Hurricane Katrina, so it just got opened back up in New Orleans. And, the big draft campaign is really just trying to get 10,000 bigs, big brothers, big sisters to sign up and get involved. You know, right now there's 30,000 kids that don't have a mentor in the program, and just trying to change that and get the message out and do anything we can to you know, get involved. So if you go to bebignow.org, you're able to sign up and get involved on the calls.
Yeah, I know you have a few people tailing you today, keeping an eye on. How did you get involved with this? Is this an important thing to you?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, I've seen a lot of guys on my team get involved with this, and everyone's spoken so highly about it, and you know, just being able to see a change in the youth and you know, doing whatever we can to help out in any way. So, yeah.
You got that great influence on the line with you at Cam Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Looking at your season this year, obviously some ups and downs, but you personally had a big breakout year. Just talk about, I guess, you know, this season as a whole for you and what it felt like, basically to bust onto the scene in the NFL.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, definitely some ups and downs this year, you know, with you know, a whole bunch of stuff, but man, yeah, you know, had a good year too coming out, but you know, definitely still a lot of room to improve, and you know, just I think a lot of that just comes with experience, and I think from year one to year two, that was kind of the big jump for me, just being able to play, being able to you know, have real in-game experiences, and not only that, but you know, off the field, seeing, you know, just the college and NFL are different. So watching guys like Cam or other guys that have been doing it for a long time, you know, just seeing how they go about their business and you know, just trying to model after that.
Right. Was there anything specific that you worked on last offseason that you feel like you brought into this season and really delivered on?
Honestly, I feel like I probably just had more time to train in the offseason than the year before, you know, with the combine and draft and all that kind of stuff. And then, man, on top of that, you know, last year, I don't think a lot of people know I had two surgeries right after the season. So I had to get my labrum done, and I had a knee scope after last season. So that still wasn't a full offseason for me. So this is really my true first full offseason where, you know, I'm healthy and have this whole time just to work and get better. So,
yeah, I feel like that's something that a lot of people might not know about NFL players.
Yeah.
Like the season ends, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, what procedures do I have to get done?
This, right, this, this, what this, can this. We fix?
You know, what does this offseason look like for you? Do you have any plans to go out and work with anyone specific?
So, man, right now I'm just back home training with my trainer that I've been with since freshman year of high school. But, man, every summer I'll go out to California to proactive with a bunch of other guys. Cam came out and met us, but Colin Saunders, Grando was out there training. There's a bunch of NFL guys that go out there and train at a place called Proactive in Thousand Oaks. It's where I did my pre-draft combine and all that. So they got great, you know, just a lot of D linemen out there that we can work with and just talk ball. And Sheldon Rankins, you know, who was here, he'll be out there. Kenny Clark. There's just a lot of guys that go out there and we train together, and it's always just a great experience.
When things happen, Dennis Allen leaves, all of a sudden Joe Woods takes over as the primary defensive coordinator. How different were things for you guys in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a little weird when you lose your head coach. You know, yeah. It's just all you're used to. And then especially for us, you know, DA was kind of like our defense coordinator as well. You know, he ran those meetings for us and called the plays. And so, but, you know, Coach Woods was always in there as well with us. So there wasn't a big change on plays or play calls or, you know, practice schedule, because I feel like it's probably tough to do in the middle of the season to try to change all that stuff when things are engraved in you. But there were definitely some minor changes, you know, involved in you know, having people move. So, yeah.
You know, one of the other changes was Todd Grantham was in charge of the defensive line, went over to Brian Young. There was a funny press conference once where Darren Rizzi said the words Brian's Young, talking about you, and then said Brian Young like three words later, and I was like, you know, my head was spinning. But, you know, one thing that Cam talked about is, you know, he kind of brought a return to a technique and kind of working on technique and that being the focus. Did that change things? How did you see that shift midseason?
BY, I feel like, you know, he's been here forever. You know, with the Saints, he played here, and he was always somebody, even when, you know, when I first came in, that, man, I'd be out there 15 minutes early working with him, you know, just getting my technique stuff in, that kind of stuff. So, and he's been awesome. He's been great since I've been here. If you know, guys want to go watch extra tape with him, he's in there watching it with them. It doesn't matter what time, whenever. Like, BY is a great guy, a great coach, man. He was awesome for us. And again, it wasn't a big change for us because he's been in the room. He's worked with us. Like, it was kind of like almost a two-coach tandem where, you know, just kind of pass off back and forth between them for Indy and that kind of stuff. So it wasn't a big change for us, but absolutely it was a lot more focus on technique and fundamentals and so that was probably the biggest change.
Do you think he's got a position coach in his future? Is that something he kind of?
Yeah, he could absolutely do it wherever he wanted. Man, he's awesome. I got nothing but great things to say about BY. So.
Talk about year two playing in the NFL, but what about year two being in New Orleans? How's it been getting acclimated to the local scene?
No, I love it. You know, this place is awesome. I love spending my time here. My family loves being down here. It's been amazing. So, man, I've loved every second of it.
Even though we had a snowstorm a couple weeks ago.
That's okay. I'm used to it from Maryland, okay. So it was okay. I couldn't believe they shut everything down. I was like, what's going on? I'll give rides. I was going to be an Uber driver for the day.
Originally being from New Jersey, too, I'm used to the snow weather, but they don't have the equipment infrastructure here.
That was
when I first moved down. I told my girlfriend, now wife at the time, and I was like, oh, just get the snow plow out and salt the road. Right. Like, you don't have that here.
that's the issue. Yep.
I remember I had a conversation with my parents, and my mom was like, well, isn't the city doing something? And I was like, yeah, they're waiting for it to melt. That's what
it's
they're doing.
It's going to be 70 next week. Don't worry.
Exactly.
This week is kind of crazy. You've kind of started to work your way around already. Do you have any plans for the rest of the week, taking some of the Super Bowl experience?
Yeah. I mean, man, just like you said, just take it in. I think, man, you know, all the teammates will be back in town, get to hang out with all those guys. Yep. You know, I'm sure some of my college teammates will be here, so get to see some of those guys. Some of them are playing in the game, so grab some dinner with them or something, man. Just excited to be here for it. This is my first time being, you know, around for a Super Bowl, so.
What are your thoughts on Zach Bond? Obviously, you know, went out to Philly, had a monster season. He's a defensive player of the year candidate. He might still win. He's one of the finalists for that. What were your thoughts on what he was able to do out there?
Yeah, man, Zach's awesome. Zach was great for us, man. He was he kind of just took over any role that he had to with the Saints and did a phenomenal job at it. You know, never skipped a beat, was always positive. So he's a hell of a football player. So it's no surprise for me to see him doing what he's doing. He was awesome with us. You know, you see him, he was off the ball. He was rushing off the edge with us. So, man, he just could do a lot of things. So he's just a super versatile player. And he's great.
You have a pick for the big game on Sunday, or you kind of staying neutral?
Yeah, I think, man, honestly, it would be tough for me to pick one of these teams to win. I think I really think it could be a coin toss either way. I think they're both, you know.
Odds makers feel the same way, too.
Yeah, I mean, I really wouldn't pick one way or the other. Like, I couldn't tell you. So, Yeah, I mean, I think it could go either way.
It feels like it's hard to bet against the guy that's Patrick Mahomes, though. It seems like if he's got the ball with the last couple minutes
right.
in his hands, you feel like the Chiefs are going to come ahead.
Yeah. But man, then you gotta deal with the Eagles' run game, right? Like it's back and forth.
Yeah, your experience obviously against both of these teams.
Yeah.
When you watch these Eagles' offense out there, is there anything like man, we shut these guys out through three quarters? Like what is this?
No, I mean you. Even then, it's like that was a physical game that we played in. Like that was one of those games where like you woke up the next day and you were like, oh goodness, like that was tough. So both those games, the Chiefs as well, like both those games were real physical games. Bruising games, but it's just like those are the games you live for. And I think against both those teams, you know, when you play really good teams like that, that's always what it's like. So, it's going to be it'll be a good game.
Yeah, when the next week the Eagles went to Tampa and got blown out, and I was like, Tampa needs to send a thank you note to the Saints because they beat them up. They weren't ready to go play that game because they were too bruised.
It was both ways, man. I'm telling you, it was like the next day everyone came and I was like, oh, goodness, I don't know.
Brian, just tell us about you're working with Big Brothers Big Sisters in this big draft campaign. Tell us a little bit more about it before we let you go.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think, you know, the main thing is just getting people involved in the community, especially now having the branch opened up in New Orleans. Just trying, you know, like I said, there's 30,000 kids right now that don't have a mentor that are looking for one. And, you know, there's many capable people in this city that can go in and anywhere really to help that cause and you know, make a change. So, bebignow.org. Go sign up and get involved.
Awesome stuff. Appreciate your time. Have a great time at the Super Bowl here, and look forward to watching you more and your progression next season, dude.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
That was defensive tackle of the Saints, Brian Brazee, joining us on the virtual Treasure Chest Power Seat.